This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. This Sunday, the 19th, the Heartland Saddle Club will be having a trail ride. The ride will be held at Jim Edgar Panther Creek in Chandlerville. The club asks those that are riding to meet in the lower parking lot at the park and be ready to ride out at 1:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at heartlandsaddleclub.com. The Illinois State Fair is always a big event for those involved in the equine industry. The Draft and Mule Show was held at the State Fair this past week, and although the Coliseum is still closed for repairs, there were a good number of hitches present. Murphy's Mules is owned and operated by Ed Murphy and his family. Murphy's Mules is a fourth-generation farm that breeds and raises draft mules. The farm is located in Farmersville, and they had several mules at the State Fair. I talked with Ed about his mule farm and the State Fair.
Well, I got started with my grandpa. I started going when I was 9 years old. And, you know, we just spent a week here and a week in Missouri and part of a week at DuCoin. That's what we got to do all summer.
And do you breed your own mules typically or typically buy them?
We breed almost all our own mules. We have a standard jack and we have some Belgian mares. They're all blonde. We like the blonde color.
How has the show been this week?
It's been good. We'd like more people to be here to show against us, but you know, you can't make everything happen. But we had a great show and we enjoyed it, and a lot of people come through the barn and visit and ask, and you know, a lot of questions.
And you said you pretty much breed most of your own, but you typically breed to Belgian horses. Can you tell us why?
We like the blonde color, which turns out to be a light sorrel. And if you're going to show mules, that is a preferred color. You can have just as good a black mule, but if you're going to show, you need to have the sorrel mules. Kind of like the local beauty contest, a blonde will usually win.
And what sets mules apart from horses for you?
Oh, really, just about everything. You know, a mule won't overeat, won't founder, will take care of himself, will eat poor quality feed. You know, it's just, you know, when you work the mules, you pull the harness off, you don't have to worry about them, turn them out in the pen, and the first thing they're going to do is roll in the dirt, then they're going to go eat some hay, and they may saunter over and get them a little drink.
And what type of classes are you showing here at the State Fair?
Tonight we'll have some hitch classes. My granddaughter's going to drive in a cart class, and then they have a junior driver. She'll drive a pair of mules, and then we're going to drive a four-mule hitch.
That was Ed Murphy of Murphy's Mules in Farmersville. Give them a like on Facebook under the name Murphy's Mules. Wednesday was a sad day for many racing fans. Genuine Reward, one of the only two living offspring produced by Kentucky Derby-winning filly Genuine Risk, was euthanized August 15th at Old Friends, the thoroughbred retirement facility in Georgetown, Kentucky, where he had been pensioned since 2015. He was 25. Genuine Reward never raced due to numerous health issues, but stood at Meadowview Farms in the Plains, Virginia, and later at Eagle Point Farm in Ashland, Virginia. Eventually, he headed west to Shudonin, Wyoming, where he stood as a polo stallion for the American Polo Horse Association, run by owner Pert Colonial. In 2015, Colonial retired the chestnut son of Ray from stud duty and placed him for sale. Author Laura Hildenbrand, who wrote Seabiscuit Unbroken, came across Genuine Reward and promptly sponsored his placement at Old Friends. Genuine Risk, campaigned by Brett and Diana Firestone, was only the second filly in history to win the Kentucky Derby. She finished second in a controversial edition of the Preakness Stakes behind Codex and ran second in the Belmont Stakes to Temperance Hill. Retired in 1982, Genuine Risk had difficulty carrying foals. After numerous attempts, she finally, in 1993, delivered Genuine Reward to great fanfare. But the colt's anticipated racing career was never to be. He underwent colic surgery as a foal, had breathing problems as a yearling, and bucked his shins multiple times. "He was such a sweet horse and a tremendous fan favorite, as you might imagine," said Old Friends president Michael Bloman. We were so honored to add him to our roster. Our thanks go out to Laura Hildenbrand and Perk Colonial for letting Junior and Reward spend his last years with us. The Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services announced August 15th that a pony from Northern Virginia has tested positive for West Nile virus. This is the first equine case of West Nile virus in Virginia this year. A 9-year-old pony mare tested positive for West Nile virus at the USDA Regional Animal Health Laboratory in Warrington and the USDA lab in Iowa. The mare exhibited loss of body movement control, partial hind limb paralysis, a dazed appearance, and an inability to stand. The pony was not vaccinated against West Nile virus, but has recovered. Joe Garvin, DVM, head of the USDA Office of Laboratory Services, urged horse owners to check with their veterinarians about vaccinating animals against West Nile virus. West Nile is a mosquito-borne illness, Garvin said, and we generally start seeing our first cases in August and September. The disease is usually preventable by vaccination, as is eastern equine encephalitis, so many veterinarians recommend vaccination at least yearly, and in mosquito-prone areas, every 6 months. Previously, unvaccinated horses require a 2-shot vaccination series and a 3 to 6 week period. Full immunity takes about 6 weeks to achieve, he said. West Nile virus is transmitted to horses via bites from infected mosquitoes. Not all infected horses show clinical signs, but those that do can exhibit flu-like signs where the horse seems mildly anorexic and depressed, fine and coarse muscle and skin twitching, hypersensitivity to touch and sound, changes in mediation when horses look like they're daydreaming or just not with it, occasional drowsiness, driving or pushing forward often without control, spinal signs including asymmetrical weakness, and asymmetrical or symmetrical incoronation. West Nile has no cure, however, some horses can recover with supportive care. Equine mortality rates can reach 30-40%. In addition to vaccinations, owners should work to reduce mosquito population in breeding areas and limit horses' mosquito exposure by removing stagnant water sources, dumping, cleaning, and refilling water buckets and troughs regularly, keeping animals inside during the bugs' feeding times, typically early in the morning and evening, applying mosquito repellents approved for equine use, and using fly masks, and boot and leggings on pastured horses. That's all the time we have on your afternoon horse show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.